This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Myanmar's military regime staged a major show of force on Saturday for its annual Armed Forces Day parade, as the junta struggles to quell widespread protests against its rule weeks after seizing power. The country has been in turmoil since the generals ousted and detained civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi in February, triggering a major uprising demanding a return to democracy. Violent morning crackdowns by security forces thwarted some plans for fresh protests that had been called in some cities to coincide with the parade in the capital. North Korea is threatening a further military buildup in response to U.S. President Joe Biden's condemnation of this week's missile launches, a weapons test that marked Pyongyang's first substantive provocation since the U.S. president took office. The U.N. Refugee Agency says two refugee camps for Eritreans in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region have been destroyed and abandoned. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
UNHCR spokesman Boris Cheshirkov says the camps, which formerly housed some 20,000 Eritrean refugees, were deserted and all the humanitarian facilities had been looted and vandalized.
The mission confirmed what satellite imagery and accounts from refugees had indicated at the beginning of this year. UNHCR is deeply concerned for the well-being of the Eritrean refugees who had been residing there, all of whom have fled the camps.
Cheshire Cove says all the refugees, as well as Ethiopian displaced, are in dire need of urgent life-saving assistance, including food, shelter, health care, water, and sanitation. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more on today's news, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. The head of the World Health Organization is urging the global community to donate COVID-19 vaccines to poorer countries, citing the urgent need for 10 million doses for a WHO-backed vaccine distribution program. The COVAX program aims to provide equitable access to vaccines worldwide. The WHO's appeal comes after India, a key supplier to the agency's COVAX vaccine sharing program, said it was prioritizing local needs. A collision between two trains killed at least 32 people and left more than 160 injured Friday in southern Egypt. Egypt, a country plagued by fatal rail accidents, widely blamed on crumbling infrastructure and poor maintenance. President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi pledged tough punishment for those responsible for the crash. The health ministry gave an updated casualty toll of at least 32 people dead and 165 people hospitalized with injuries. The company that owns the giant container ship stuck sideways across the Suez Canal says an attempt will be made to refloat the vessel by taking advantage of tidal movements later Saturday. The Ever Given got wedged Tuesday in a single-lane stretch of the canal about 6 kilometers north of the southern entrance. The company says 10 tugboats were deployed and workers were dredging the banks and seafloor near the vessel's bow to try to get it to float again as the high tide starts to go out. A Bangladesh official says the country has deployed border guards to help maintain order after deadly protests by hardline Islamists against a visit by Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi rocked the Muslim-majority nation. The violence, which began Friday at the main mosque in the capital, Dhaka, spread to several key districts in the South Asian capital of 168 million, leaving 5 people dead and scores injured. Beloved children's author Beverly Cleary has died at the age of 104. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
It was 1950 when librarian Beverly Cleary, after hearing children complain there weren't books for them, transformed into an author. First Henry Huggins, a book that includes the adventures of characters Beezus Quimby and her younger sister Ramona, growing up in Oregon like Cleary had. There were 8 books about the sisters, which also became a movie in 2010.
Henry Huggins? I haven't heard that name in a while. Let's meet the boy that used to eat dirt in the backyard.
Yeah.
He doesn't do that anymore.
Ooh, I didn't know better. I'd say somebody has a crush.
Cleary, who was a wife and mother, was named a living legend in 2000 by the Library of Congress. Cleary died in Carmel Valley, California, where she had lived since the 1960s. She was 104 years old.